Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech Media is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by Large Software. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com right now and enter our code POD2 to get your special bundled offer. Your source for everything that's happening in media tech, this is Bagel Tech Media, episode number 29 for December 18th, 2010. Avatar 3D Monopoly. Hello, welcome to your weekend edition of Bagel Tech Media. I'm your host, Kyle Swigert. Great to have you on board for our weekend installment of the Bagel Tech Media podcast, and hope everybody's week is going good. I know we're getting closer to Christmas. It's coming. And in fact, this is actually Bagel Tech Media's last, shall we say, normal show of 2010. I know. It's our normal show, but we're going to be back next week. Going to have a Christmas special episode for you next week on the 22nd, actually, I believe, on Wednesday's edition of Bagel Tech Media. So really looking forward to that. I hope you get to check that out. But it has been. It's been a great year. It's been great to come on board with the Bagel Tech network. And, of course, we started off as Sonic Beyond. Bagel Tech Media has kind of just developed from that and just developed into the podcast that you know now. And it really has. The last, especially the last half of 2010 has been really, really nice. And, as you always hear me say, talking about the Bagel Tech Network, well, it is the place for all your tech news needs. I mean, we're talking Android news. We're talking daily tech news with our staple show, which is Bagel Tech News. We've got the big show on the network, which is our weekly roundtable show. It kind of gets, you know, everybody that's on the network, and we all kind of gather, and we have special guests on the show. It's really great. We also, of course, have the photography show, Bagel Tech Photo, and the Raid show with Troy King, and he is the maddest man in tech, and he's on the Bagel Tech Network. So, I mean, as you can see, we've got you all covered here. Also, don't forget to check us out over at the Tech Podcast Network as well. We're a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network over at techpodcast.com, and you can also find the video version of Bagel Tech Media over at Tech Podcast, that is techpodcast.tv for the video installment of Bagel Tech Media. Well, speaking of media and news, got a lot of it to go through, so let's get to it right now. First piece of news to get on with. I don't even know how to start this. I'm just going to tell you what it's about. BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, of course, this is going to go out for most of our UK listeners, developing 3D radio. I know you're sitting there thinking, huh? 3D radio? What on earth is 3D radio? 3D something we see, right? Well, not according to the BBC. They're investigating the potential of making a type of sound system for radio that just, it engulfs you. It surrounds you. It's surround sound, for God's sake, BBC. It said they want to provide the radio listener, and they want to treat them to a 3D experience, having speakers positioned above, behind, and in front of them. That's surround sound. Last time I checked. Now, maybe not the ones above. I don't ever remember installing my subwoofer above me. Cool idea, though. Not a bad idea. But no. What are they trying to do? I mean, what is it with all the 3D gimmick crap? You know me well enough. If you've listened to the podcast long enough, and in case it is your first time tuning in, great to have you on board. I hope you're not a fan of 3D, because I'm not. If not, I'm sorry. I probably just lost you as a listener, but I'm not a fan of 3D video at all. I think it's a gimmick. We've had it before. We've had the stupid glasses. Yeah, now we're trying to get TVs now that you don't have to wear the glasses. Well, good. Maybe I can get into it now, but what am I going to have to do? Wear a special 3D headphones? No, apparently not. It's going to be speakers position. This is surround sound. It's just another way of marketing radio, which is dying, kind of. Terrestrial radio broadcast is kind of on its way out. It's sad to say, I know. Although there's still a lot of it around. Internet radio is starting to become king, you know, and we're getting to the age where we like to program our own radio stations to listen to what we want to listen to. So, I'm sorry. It's an interesting story. 3D radio. Maybe they should have came out with 3D radio, I don't know, 30 years ago. It just sounds a bit lame now. It's like, let's jump on the 3D bandwagon. So, anyways, our UK listeners, get ready. 3D radio is probably coming your way in the next, I don't know, 25 years. Who knows? BBC, I think you can think of other things to do. Who knows, though? I could be completely wrong about this story. This could turn out to be the next fad, shall we